in a row. Three victories in a row for your Vikings. Welcome back. It's another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, at Xfinity Studios here at Winter Park. You guys have some great questions, so let's get to the answers. First question comes from Cameron. Do you think that after these two straight tough divisional road wins, the Vikings' road woes are finally over? Well, I guess we'll find out when the Vikings go on the road again in 2 weeks when they play at Oakland, but it looks like they are, to me, two very good wins for the Vikings in two straight divisional road games. And here's what I liked about them. In the first divisional road win at Detroit, the Vikings got over some early adversity and won the game after falling down 14-3. At Chicago, the Vikings came through in the clutch at the end of the game with a touchdown drive when Teddy Bridgewater found Stephon Diggs for a 40-yard score and when Blair Walsh had us walking off as winners with a 36-yard field goal. Two complete team wins on the road within the division for the Vikings. Great news. The next question comes from Stefan. Are you even the least bit worried about Teddy's inconsistencies? Well, you're going to see inconsistencies from time to time in the NFL. The good news is when Teddy in the passing game was struggling a little bit, Adrian in the running game got it going against the Chicago Bears, and then the defense and special teams stepped up as well at Soldier Field. That's the key to playing winning football in the NFL. As you strive for consistency, you're playing complementary football where all three phases are pitching in. With Marcus Sherrill's return touchdown and Blair Walsh's field goal on top of a strong defensive performance, especially on third down, and then you throw in the two drives at the end of the game for the offense, the Vikings are playing team football. The next question comes from Terry in Faribault, Minnesota. What were three signs of progress from Sunday's win, aside from the obvious ones, being Stephon Diggs, the defense, and Blair Walsh? Okay, here we go. Number one, how about the offensive line? They only gave up one sack on the road. We had given up 16 sacks on the road in three previous road games. At Chicago, just one sack. Great sign of improvement from the offensive line. Teddy winning a game at the end. We love seeing our quarterback perform well in the clutch at the end of a game. After a game that had not gone his way for the first three quarters, Teddy turned it on in the fourth quarter. Lastly, Linval Joseph. You remember Pat Williams, don't you? Linval is playing at that level right now. Mike Zimmer called him one of the best defensive tackles he's ever coached. That's high praise coming from Mike Zimmer. Linval Joseph is playing awesome for the Vikings right now. The next question comes from John in San Diego. Do you see the Vikings making any moves before Tuesday's trade deadline? Well, you never know with Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer and with Rick Spielman. They're always trying to improve the roster, but I like the group of guys the Vikings have right now, and I think the coaching and scouting staff does too. You never know, but I don't think anything is imminent. Sam from Superior, Wisconsin has the next question. Do the Vikings look like true contenders for a late postseason run to the Super Bowl? Talk about putting the cart before the horse. I hope they do. The Vikings have looked good in their three-game winning streak, and hopefully they can continue to improve. But let's worry about the game that's ahead, and that's a tough one against the St. Louis Rams. Speaking of the Rams, Chris has the next question. What are some of the challenges we will see against the Rams on Sunday? Well, when I look at the Rams, I see two things that are very good. Number one, a defensive line that is dominant. They can get after the passer, and they can stop the run. And they have a rookie sensation at running back, Todd Gurley. Four straight 100-yard games in his first four starts. He is on fire. Reminds you a little bit of Adrian Peterson as a rookie. It will be fun to watch Adrian and Gurley go toe-to-toe on Sunday. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. Thanks for watching. Remember, we'll be back next week with another edition, so please submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen. And stay tuned to Vikings.com for tons of great content, including the latest edition of the Wobcast, where we look back at last week's win, and 96 Questions with B-Rob, another edition coming up on Thursday.